We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Ryan Hickey, Zimmerman, and Zook are all back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Fast-moving broadcast. Hour one just flew by. You heard Darwin mention that DJ Durkin story at Maryland. He's on paid administrative leave. Reports that there was a culture of just pushing players to the edge. Is it motivation? Is it trying to get guys in shape? Is it on the strength and conditioning staff? At the end of the day, DJ is the head coach. We can't rush to judgment. You have to wait for the facts. Even though a lot of people have convicted Urban Meyer of looking the other way, you have to allow that committee to say he's guilty or he's not guilty of violating Ohio State protocol. A lot of rush to judgment in this country. We all live by it. This hour, in regards to DJ Durkin, and we touched on it with Mike Popovic from the Maryland Football Radio Network and 105.7 in Baltimore, 10 last hour, where what is that line? For all of you who have played sports, for those of you who coach or have coached at any level, what is the new line in 2018 that you can't cross as a coach? What is that line today? Not old school, not the 50s, not... Yeah, I'm talking 2018. You as a parent, what's the line for your kids? Whether they play youth football, high school, college, you know, when they're adults and they're, you know, pros or even at the college level, hey, it's their decisions on how they want to be treated or if they think they're being unfairly treated. So across the board here, anybody coaching, anybody who has coached, what is the new line in the sand for coaches, any sport? I don't have a problem with coaches who push my children. And I don't mean physically, that they challenge them. There is, I know my line when I feel my kids in danger. If I feel my son or daughter is in danger, that's when I step in and like, no. And I'll even remove a kid from a team and say, no, not going to happen. I think we all do as parents, because there's a different mentality today. There's an entitlement. There is a fear to challenge people because you're afraid of the repercussions, whether you're in a youth sports league, whether you're at a high school, college, and even at the pro level now. Well, look at everything that's going on. So what is the new line for coaches? And also on the other side, what's the line for you as a player, if somebody in college is listening right now, or you as a parent for a kid, youth league, high school, or maybe early in college? Maybe, you know, parents still are in control and have a say through college. You tell me. I think this will be an interesting conversation. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Now, you heard Zook during the update and the soundbite from Brooke Koepka and what he's doing right now. It's not even this. He made it look easy. Okay, Brooks Koepka made it look easy in St. Louis. Too easy. That course needs. I love the U.S. Open. I love the British Open. I like these guys to be challenged. You can't keep pulling out a wedge and having to hit to the green and any kind of, you know, hit the wall there towards the end. But the weather had a lot of moisture and rain off and on all week long there in St. Louis. Adam Scott came on strong. Woodland and Fowler, you know, Ricky with the like reported rib injury. John Rahm had everybody happy at Bighorn out in California where they endorse him. He had a great 66 today. Charles Schwartzel from South Africa, he's in the hunt. Tiger, right there, 8 under. Tiger could have been 10 or 11 easily. He could have been in that final pairing with Brooks Koepka. But he's there. He's 4 shots off. But that back nine, he had a great chance for at least 3 birdies. Had an eagle putt. Man, he... And he ends up 3-putting. His game is back, man. He can win a major. You know, this is a second major where on Sunday he's in it with the British Open. So the Tigers haters, well, not Detroit Tigers. There's a lot of those haters in Michigan. I'm talking Tiger haters. I got to get my S's. I got to get my S in order. I call him Brooke, but I leave out the S, Brooks. Then I say Tigers, not talking about the Detroit Tigers or Auburn Tigers or Memphis Tigers or Clemson Tigers. I'm talking about Tiger Woods. Can't wait for the final round of the 100th PGA. And then Randy Moss in the tie. And reportedly he's gotten some with death threats, hate mail, whatever has come his way. After he explained following his Hall of Fame induction speech why he wore a tie, and it was a message, and he, you know, got hate mail, not quite death threats. That it was a tribute to people who have had encounters with law enforcement. Now, if you've listened to my show, I'm a big supporter of law enforcement and the military. I think this anthem debate has turned into those who like Trump and those who don't. It is not about changing the social streets of America. If it was, we would all be together, every athlete, every sport. We would all march together in the media in Chicago and give those children and those innocent people in Chicago a chance to walk their streets safely. No, it's become who doesn't like Trump and who does. What side are you on? That's what this is right now. Trump fires back on his Twitter account. Players, you know, preseason games are going to protest. Here we go. That's what it is. That's what it is right now. When Colin Kaepernick did it, it was about politics. It was a couple of months before the election. He was wearing his pig socks. You know, I think Malcolm Jenkins is probably, and Chris Long, the Eagles, have said it the best on, you know, what they're trying to do. Even Malcolm Jenkins has held up signs. And now it's morphed into Donald Trump versus the NFL and NFL owners and players versus Donald Trump. And some of the owners worry about their antitrust exemption, and they're concerned. And then now the fans take sides. So if you like Trump, you back his attack on the players. If you don't like Trump, then you stand with the players. And that's it. That's what it is right now. There's no change. Okay, your fist, Mr. Quinn, is for what? Is it for peace in Chicago? Is it for eliminating the innocent bloodshed by all skin colors in America? What is it? No, we don't know. It's Trump tweeting, it's ridiculous, and they get paid, and the players firing back, and they're on Twitter, and everybody's, you know, the world is revolving right around Twitter. What's the message? Colin Kaepernick, go lead a march in Chicago to make those streets safe again. Malcolm Jenkins, every NFL player, get together on an off day, all fly in Chicago and march down to the steps of City Hall and say, we will help make this city safe. The innocent bloodshed is too much. And it's not just on law enforcement. It's on society today. But now, you know, Thursday night, players protest, Trump's firing off on Twitter. That's all this is. Nothing's being accomplished. Nothing. Total division, and now it's politics. And it will continue until we get to another election, and then it will continue for four more years. And you wonder how long the NFL can take this before the sport, which it's awesome to see the games this weekend. It was awesome to see Bears and the Ravens in the Hall of Fame game. But eventually, the NFL will take a hit. And now you got the police urged to not support Dolphins after the protests in Miami. We're only preseason, folks. We're not even to the games that matter. And my whole point on how I started this huge opinion is that how Randy Moss did it is that he didn't disrupt his speech. He wore that tie with 13 victims. He was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, which is an awesome place. I went there with my son, Ace, when we were in the Akron area for a indoor soccer futsal tournament back in January, and I took my son Ace, who just adores Brady and the Patriots, even though we live in Michigan, and I'd never been there. Wasn't sure, thought it'd be like a bad museum, and it was fantastic. Those of you listening on 92.3 FM in the Cleveland area, you know, you grew up loving football, you grew up loving baseball and hoops in my era. So they all had their gold jacket on, worn by all members, and Moss, as I read from the story at CBSSports.com, his necktie had the names of the 13 black men and women who have been killed by police in recent years. We all have kids, Moss told the NFL Network after his enshrinement. Now, I want to stop right there. Moss did not disrupt his speech. Moss did not kneel and refuse to speak while he was enshrined as one of the greatest ever in the National Football League. He waited until after his enshrinement, when interviewed on the NFL Network, to explain why he wore the tie. Do I agree with it? No. But he has a right, just as I have a right to disagree, Randy Moss has a right to put the names of 13 victims who he deems to be victims of bad law enforcement. And there are bad cops. But I'm telling you right now, 97-98% of the men and women who put on that badge and don't know if they're coming home every day, they are heroes in our communities across America and even in the Canada. There are bad cops, and I think the bad cops are being forced out, if not put in jail. But Randy Moss's message, by doing it after his enshrinement, is a blueprint for every current NFL player or any athlete who protests. That protesting during the anthem is doing nothing but dividing the country, and nobody hears your message because there is no message. But after the game, when there are microphones, when there are tables set up for press conferences, after any game or practice, you're Malcolm Jenkins, you're Chris Long, you're Robert Quinn, you're anybody on an NFL roster. With the temperature of the anthem debate, people will listen. So when your game ends, when your practice ends, when your media get-together ends, you can talk to the microphone, talk to the camera, and you can discuss in detail what you think is wrong in America. And Randy Moss, I talked about this on my statewide show last Monday. I don't agree with wearing the tie with the 13 names, but he has the right. I have a right to disagree with him. I have a right to support law enforcement. I have a right to vote for who I want to. I have a right to eat what I want to, and I have a right to say and support any team I want to or don't want to. And Randy Moss, he talked about why he did it after his enshrinement. He didn't disrupt his enshrinement. So keep your protest away from the national anthem. You have every right when that camera and microphone is on, and this is to all NFL players, to tell me, tell this country, and your voices will be heard all around the world on what you think is wrong with America. You may not change it, but you'll let me know where you stand. And you don't have to kneel. You can stand and talk to the microphone and camera. And Randy Moss told the NFL Network, this is why I did it, and I respect that, even though I disagree with it. So a lesson learned. Because Randy didn't make it about politics. Randy made it about what was in his heart and in his head. And that's what the NFL players need to do, because this is all about who's anti-Trump, who's pro-Trump, who's Democrat, who's Republican, who's this political group or that political group. Let me hear your voices, and let's bring change to America when and where needed. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night. We are all about huge opinions, yours and mine, Higgy, Zimmerman, and Zook. Getting ready for another update here in about 7 minutes. As the big voice just said, huge questions of the night. We have them coming everywhere. Will DJ Durkin survive at Maryland? Will Urban Meyer survive over the next 14 days before they render their decision with that committee looking into the allegations and the connection to alleged domestic violence? That would be domestic violence with former assistant Zach Smith, who now wants his job back. Then we talked about the DJ Durkin thing and the allegations of a culture pushing players to the edge. What is the new line for you as a coach in 2018? What's the line now with coaching any sport? Youth, high school, college, and even at the pro level. Parents, what's the line for you as a parent of a student athlete, whether it's youth leagues, high school, or colleges? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Russ in Maryland. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Russ. I'm actually from D.C. I'm a former Marine and a current detective for a police department. And before the break, you were talking about the NFL. I didn't watch it last year. I won't watch it this year. But I called in about the culture of sports. I'm a high school head coach for freshmen, and I've coached everything from Little League all the way up to varsity high school. And these new coaches nowadays have to know their players. They have to have their assistant coach know them, their trainer. You have to know day-to-day what these players can do and what they can't do. Because if you keep pushing them to the limit, to the limits like this, these are the types of things that are going to happen.
So what's the line as a coach today? What is that that you have to think about now when you're coaching?
I have to look at the kids during practice, during the warm-up. How do the kids feel? How do they look? Did they eat? A lot of the kids that I coach would get one or two meals a week, not just one or two a day. So you have to be in tune to that. And then your assistants have to be in tune to that. And then you can only push them to that physical and mental limit that they're ready for that day.
Thank you so much for the call, Russ, in D.C. Appreciate you serving and protecting the people of D.C. and also coaching kids. Let's go to David in Dallas, Texas, listening on 105.3. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. So here's my thing about the Dolphins. Now, to my understanding, the police were assured by ownership that there would be no white kneeling or raising the fist or showing any protest whatsoever. And, you know, when the NFL enacted that policy, the Dolphins were the first ones to jump on it and say, hey, you know, we're going to come down with the hammer on it. So, as far as I'm concerned, the police department needs to be mad at the Dolphins' ownership, not at the players. It is their civil right. It is their freedom of speech to protest if they want. And as far as I'm concerned, I hope every player takes a knee and everybody in the stands takes a knee during the first game this season across the NFL because of what's happened. Mind you, also, in the state of Florida, and you talk about this police, this is the same state that let Kaylee Anthony get away. They also let George Zimmerman kill Trayvon Martin and walk away scot-free. And they gave him his gun back after he murdered that boy.
David, thank you for your opinion in Dallas, listening on 105.3. Donald in Florida, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, how you doing? I had a question for you. When you said that you disagree with Randy Moss' time, do you disagree with that because you support the because you said this in the same sentence? Because you support the police department is the reason why you don't?
I support. Let me set the record straight, Donald, and thanks for the call from Florida. I support good law enforcement, and I, like I said, 98% are. Okay, that's what I do. Don't. I disagreed with wearing the tie at an NFL Hall of Fame ceremony. I disagree with that, but I respect his right to do it. I respect his right and the way he did it in terms of explaining it after he was enshrined. He didn't raise his fist before he started to talk about his life in football in the National Football League. He didn't take a knee. He wore that tie, and afterwards he explained why he wore it. I said he has the right to do it. I disagree with that tie being worn at an NFL enshrinement ceremony. But he has that right. And I support all the good men and women in law enforcement. That there are horrific incidents captured on video, and also some convicted in court, where those police officers deserve to be tried and convicted to the fullest extent of the law. But a few police officers don't create a label and stereotype where you can say all police officers are biased and racist. You can't do that. And I respect Randy Moss on how he did it with the tie and afterwards explaining it on the NFL Network. And the players, instead of disrupting the national anthem and being silent in their protest, could speak what they want changed in America after the games. A lesson learned from Randy Moss. NFL won't allow them to put names on shoes or jerseys. They can't do that because they wouldn't allow the Dallas Cowboys to put the badge numbers, stickers on helmets from the police officers who were ambushed. Ambushed in Dallas. Where a black man took the lives of a lot of innocent police officers. So, we can play the back and forth game all we want to on race. At the end of the day, police officers and the massive majority, men and women, are there to serve and protect us. They are, no matter what the color your skin is. And there are bad cops, and there are police departments who need better training. But just think what America would be like if we didn't have law enforcement. Just think. Just think what this country would be like. And I don't care if you live in a rich suburb or if you live right smack dab in the middle of a major metropolitan area. We need to stop just stereotyping and labeling everybody. We need to stop that in this country. We do. We just need to end it. And Randy Moss, man, think about Moss, what he did. All right, he wore the tie. Afterwards, he explained himself. He didn't disrupt anything, so there was no heat. He had the forum to say, hey, we all have kids. He paid tribute to 13 people who were victims of law enforcement killings, connected in some way. And there's not this raging debate because he spoke his mind, said his piece. He didn't move on. He cares about those victims and their families. And instead, the NFL, okay, what was Thursday's protest about? What was it about? Show of hands, anybody listening right now, what was it about? Tell me what it was about. Trump then tweeting, telling them it's a disgrace, you make a lot of money. Okay, what is this? My two kids fighting over who's going to play Fortnite next? There are serious issues in America that need to be addressed. There are racial hotspots in this country that need to be addressed. There are stories of innocent black men and women, innocent white people, and Hispanics and Asians who all suffer at the hands of somebody else, not based on the color of their skin, just based on pure hatred for their fellow man or woman. That needs a change in America. We have to stop the labels and the stereotypes. And the NFL players learned something from Randy Moss. Do that. Trust me. You want to join in with your huge opinion? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at Geico.com. We do have Zimmerman, Hickey, and Zook back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Couple things we have going on right now. One, with the DJ Durkin story and the culture and pushing players to the edge, the allegations, everything connected to a player dying back in June, Durkin now on paid administrative leave. He could lose his job. He could be censured. He could be suspended. He could stay. Same thing when you look at Urban Meyer, has nothing to do with culture, just has to do with alleged domestic violence with his former assistant, Zach Smith. I'm asking any coach out there, any level, today, 2018, are you coaching differently? What's the line today compared to what it used to be like? For you as a parent, what's the line for you watching your kids, boys or girls, being coached in any sport, youth level, high school, and colleges? Let me know. I want to get your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also talked about Randy Moss's tie that brought a lot of conversation after his NFL Hall of Fame enshrinement speech last weekend in Canton, Ohio. And I respected him for waiting until the enshrinement festivities were over. And then he told the NFL Network why he wore that tie, supporting 13 people who had been killed by law enforcement. I don't necessarily agree with wearing that tie there, but I respect him for waiting until after the ceremonies to voice his opinion. And I think NFL players or any athlete or anybody who has an issue with anything, instead of a silent protest, let the world know what you feel. And those players have that access after every game, every practice. And it could bring change, immediate change, awareness. And Randy Moss, when he talked, and he's done a great job as a broadcaster, on the NFL Network soundbite, it made me think. Isn't that what we all want to do when we're debating or discussing something? And I said all these NFL anthem protesters could learn something from Randy Moss. Do you agree or disagree? 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Mike in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again, Huge. I just want to touch base with you on the PGA Championship when you mentioned about the Tiger Woods haters. Well, if I would hate him, that would put it mildly. I despise him. I've despised him from day one, just his demeanor. And tomorrow I wish nothing but the worst for him on the golf course there in St. Louis. And as far as the winner, I think Adam Scott's going to win the tournament. And I wish nothing but the worst for Tiger. Okay. I really and truly do.
Well, you know what? And Mike, thank you for the call from Chicago, listening on AM 670. The Score. I want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen, the operations manager there for CBS Sports Radio and AM 670, The Score in Chicago. Yeah, I wish you nothing but the worst. We should do worst wishes every Saturday night. Hey, Bill, how you doing? I listen in Chicago on AM 670. I wish Tiger nothing but the worst tomorrow in St. Louis. And what Tiger do? His attitude? Come on. Man, he had some marital problems. I go back to what Tiger said after the British Open and how the man had been humbled, that he said, and he got emotional, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, but to the point of his children had never seen him succeed. Now, I've been through a divorce, only married once. And, man, you want your children to respect you. You fear that you'll lose their respect. You get to a split household. You never know when they grow up. It's a different upbringing when you're going through a divorce. But when Tiger talked about his kids being able to see him succeed, and I watched him today the entire round, man, the dude, he's course management. You know, Brooks Koepka was just grabbing the driver, hitting it 340, wedge in. Tiger was course management and had a shot in that back nine. Three more birdies. He's right there with Koepka. Final pairing. He's still in it. He's only four back. I watched him, man. You know, CBS TV, they were talking to him. Well, what could you do differently? He's like, I played pretty good. If you watched it, he was awesome. Maybe a couple of errant shots that missed the mark on the back nine, but he easily could have had another minus three added to his score, which would have put him one behind Koepka. Koepka's just a freak, man. They were talking about why he doesn't get any notoriety. He's a quiet cat, but he's built like an NFL linebacker or safety. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Now let's go to Jamie in Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing pretty good. I've agreed with a lot of what you said tonight, besides the fact that you said Tiger Woods is built like an NFL linebacker.
No. Brooks Koepka is built like an NFL linebacker, not Tiger.
Oh, yes. You know, Brooks, actually, maybe, yeah, outside linebacker, pass coverage.
Maybe big hitting safety, right? You know, maybe more of a big hitting safety in the NFL.
Actually, you know what? I could see that. This whole issue with DJ Durkin, it's like, I know you were asking for coaches. I'm not a coach, but and I'm not a father yet, but I played football my whole life. And when I graduated, it was 2007. And you figure there was less care about the body at that point. And I honestly, like, I'm not going to name any schools or any trainers or anything because I don't want to do people dirty. But there was a lot of lackadaisical care of concussions and bodily injuries, you know, even at that time. And, I mean, that's 2007. You know, we're not talking, you know, it's not 2018.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamie, Massachusetts. And, yeah, I'm not going to pin anything on doctors or trainers. Strength and conditioning, I don't think at the high school level you can get away with that, but they're the good cop, bad cops. And as a caller said last hour, you know, teams will spend more time with those strength and conditioning staffs than they will with the football staff year around. And I think the coaches get a message to those strength and conditioning coaches and assistants on who they want to push and what's the line. It's different. You know, camera phones, 2018, a kid can talk about being mistreated on Twitter. It is a different animal for coaches today. And some of them need to be held accountable. And for parents, what you look at. So I'm asking, what is the line for you as a parent, you as a coach, you as a player in 2018? Tell me. Let's go to James in Dallas, listening on 105.3. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, first of all, I want to say I'm an American who's black. The issue I have with these players kneeling is since the 60s, 70s, and 80s, there was hardly any black coaches in college. These guys could have got together and said, give me a school with a black college coach and we'll go there. They never did that. And what I want to see now is I want to see your house. I want to see how many cars you got in the driveway while you're doing this protest. Donate your bonus to a school or somebody. Do they hear this Holloway guy just got picked up in Cleveland? Are they out there going, hey, as a black man, this shouldn't happen? No. These guys with the domestic, are they out there doing that? No. Police, no offense, they have had issues with black people since the beginning of time. Why now, Kaepernick? Because you got benched. And I just think these guys don't realize what they're doing. And the thing about it is, if you feel that strongly, sit out and don't play. But you know what? None of them got their money done right. So they can't sit out because every time they do it, they cave in after a week. So that's just the issue I have with this whole thing.
James, what about my idea, what Moss did, where he talked after his enshrinement into the Hall of Fame, where if players told us what they're protesting after a game, instead of disrupting the national anthem, would that be more effective?
That would be more effective. And instead of making rookies buy a $40,000 dinner, donate that money. Go to a school. Go somewhere. Find black guys in the police academy. Help them out. That's what I want to see. This nonsense of kneeling, it just drives me crazy. I'm ex-military. And I just don't like it. I mean, I don't like it, and it's just, I don't know.
James, you do know, and thank you for your opinion on 105.3 in Dallas. You know, and I know, and you mentioned you're a black man in America, I'm a white man in America. This is anti-Trump and pro-Trump right now. That's the anthem debate. The real focus should be on making our streets safe for people of all skin colors in this country. And look at Chicago, that war zone. Man, come on. Let's focus on something. Let's make America great again. Not to steal Trump's line, but let's do that. Majority of us, just like the majority of police officers, majority of us don't see color. We don't, man. We see good people. James and I have a conversation. He says he's a black man, I'm a white man, and we agreed. Oh my gosh, we agreed. Wait, that doesn't happen in America. Now let's go to Norman in Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Norman, I got about 90 seconds. What's on your mind?
All right, my issue is everyone wants to talk about this stuff, and we don't realize the impact it has on the kids that pay attention to the sports. When we have children that are paying attention to the sports, and when I have a 9-year-old son and he hears something like Julian Edelman is suspended, the first thing he comes to is, what, did he hit his girlfriend? That's the first thing we come to rather than any other issue or anything like that. So the impact that the kneeling and stuff like that has on people, I think, is bigger than what people portray it to be. So that's my main point, and I think it needs to be addressed.
Thank you, Norman. Well said. Appreciate you listening in Boston on the Sports Hub. If you want to join in on the conversation, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Also a reminder from our friends at CBS Sports Network, the PBR Express Employment Professional Classic presented by Osage Casino is tomorrow at 5 p.m. on CBS Sports Television. Tomorrow at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. The toughest sport on dirt is back and takes the stage in Oklahoma for the Express Employment Professionals Classic winner presented by Osage Casino only on the CBS Sports Network. Hey, Hickey and Zimmerman, thank you so much. Zook has an update here in a few moments. You want to join in on the conversation, huge opinions at 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and drop them on Facebook. Just search Saturday Night Huge Show.